Welcome to the Laughing Monkey Music Show. We have a friend of the show, Adam Holland. How are you? Welcome back.
What's happening? Thank you for having me back my second time on this great show.
That's right.
Thank you for doing
People,
that. I appreciate it.
no problem. People are going to start talking. You're always welcome
Yeah, they
back
will.
here.
Yes.
That's
It's
okay.
I'm
It's
a fan.
okay.
No, you were great on the, you were great on our first round with the Valentine stuff, and appreciate this genre of music and support it, and I appreciate that very much.
I love guitars and I love all kinds of guitars and you are a great guitar player and a great guy. So this is
Thank you.
great. This is
Thank
great.
you.
And people that are watching or listening, I got it in my mailbox. I got a sneak preview of a new album. We call them albums anymore. Link to some
I still
digital
call
music. I do too.
I still call it an album, a collection of music. I don't know what a collection of songs. I'm not sure what you call it, even though it's not an old school vinyl album. I still call it an album.
I still like albums and I will still call it to my dying breath. I won't argue with anybody about it because you can call it what you want, but to me, I feel
Exactly.
comfortable and
Correct.
I like a collection of songs. I like a beginning and end. And if you do a little bit piecemeal to kind of fit in by doing singles and then at the end you release as an album, like especially an older artist, I get it,
Right.
makes sense. But I love the idea of an artist doing more than eventually at the end of a music release to have a collection of songs as a fan.
I agree with that. Listen, same thing with, Steve Augeri released his thing last year. He wanted to make a record. He's put out singles through the last decades. He's put out singles, but he wanted to do a collection. I think a collection for an artist, me speaking from my point of view, especially this particular instrumental, there's so many different things happening that one song wouldn't represent what I was. I think if you're an established artist and you put out a single, like you said, or a single or two, and it gets you to the next, but you're an established artist, they know what it's about. If you're not, like I haven't, this is my first instrumental thing, so I wanted to put out a collection because it's all over the place, diverse. It's like style-wise, it's not just one thing, so I wanted a collection.
I appreciate it. I think especially with this kind of music, you definitely need a collection. I mean, Steve can do singles because he's got a great voice, he can power ballad, you can kind of
Right.
go in that genre where it's actually more of a singles world and get away with it.
Correct.
Guitar, this album, I mean, a guitar, just, people listen to guitar music. I'm not going to go out hunting down one single, especially when you
No.
load into your library.
Right.
You want to be invested in it. You want to put it in, listen to it, and then just do something, you know?
Correct. That's how I actually I that's sort of one of the inspirations behind this making an instrumental. I and it all goes back to that COVID, I guess being home, I started to, you're doing stuff around the house a lot and you just put on some background music. So I would put on instrumental music. I love a lot of the guitar stuff, like the Andy Timmons, Steve Vai, Andy Woods, Satriani, all there's a, and then what's cool about either Spotify, Apple Music, they will cultivate like a so and so a Steve Vai radio and all these different artists that I had never even heard of, these players would come up, I'm like, wow. And then so then I'd go find him out on Instagram, so that sort of triggered me to, like, again, make the collection, but also do something where, like, wow, maybe I could do something like that. It's that was sort of one of the inspirations to do it,
Well, I was
to
pleased to
sort
hear you
of.
did a complete album too, because I mean sometimes when you do like a lot of rock albums, very few people are like later on are doing a solo stuff. It usually starts out as being like a solo guitarist, as like a hired gun for a rock band, like back in the day, but they had
Right.
their solo stuff, kind of like an Yngwie, kind of like always had his own thing, really. You know what I mean?
Right, right,
And
right.
but to do it the opposite way and keep growing as a musician, to me it feels like a lot really fun. Just like a lot of artists now are. And just like you are with Steve and doing these different bands and projects, it's like, I say healthy. Like for a musician to still be friends and have other projects to go into, in and out of, and do
Well, no,
this.
I agree. You know what? I think it had to do also maybe with age. I think in the beginning, when you're a young band, like you're in a band and you want to stay true to that band, it's like a relationship. You don't want to do solo things. As we get older, and we've all done things already, that it's like Steve does. It's so cool. He'll sing, not on a lot of things, but not he's selective, but he'll sing on a cool project with some established musicians. If it's right, so if someone asks me to play on something, I'll do the same, and so. It's okay, I think, as you get older to do different things, because it doesn't mean like you're leaving, oh, but leaving the band. It's like not, it's not that sort of mentality
Right.
doesn't exist. It's just like, let's if it feels right and it's cool, each thing helps the other thing, by the way. They all help.
Yeah.
It's all commingled, really.
Well, you
So.
curate a different kind of audience, and and I think there's definitely two different types of music lovers. I mean, really general. There's really the deep dives, which is people like you and me, like musicians, music lovers, get really music nerdy
Right.
about it. And then there's the people that enjoy more like the singles, and they don't really know, they know that artist, right? It's really two
Right.
general markets. And then from there you can go country, metal, screamo. I mean,
Right.
then you can break it
Right.
into it. But you get a country artist or so and so, like those aren't the single ones. You get people that really just deep dives. They want the album. They'll put on
Right.
the music channel for this artist, and it'll kick in. If you like this artist, you like this
Right.
artist. I get the same
I
thing in
like when
my
they get
feed.
those referrals. I happen to love those referrals when I, like example, I love country music, so like I'll put on like a Keith Urban radio, and then all of a sudden I'll either what it's Pandora with Spotify, Apple Music, and then you get like a all music relating to that, or like yacht rock, you put on and you get this cool hit. I love that. So I like when they curate for me. I always find those helpful. Same thing on, do you ever find like sometimes like the daily music, like a feed, like new music? I would never even know where to begin with new music. So I like when someone, if I hear something, I don't know what it is, I like it because I don't know where to even look for new music.
I get okay with it. I'm a deep diver, and I'm the kind of person that, like, if say, especially all the interviews, say I talk to somebody and I'm like, oh, I like whoever's your influence was. And then not only will I go back and see who that influence was, if I don't know who it
Right.
was, I'll see who that person's influence was.
Right.
And I'll be gone for like 3 weeks until like this daisy chain of influences. And then I know like five more artists now I didn't know before.
I do the same, and I find, and then you find something, you're like, wow, how did I not hear about this great thing? So yeah. And there's a lot of newer artists that I like, what's it, Dirty Honey, and maybe like what, the Struts, like they sound old, but they're like new. I'm like, wow, that's cool. Like they're kind of like influenced by the by classic type rock, but yet they're young, new bands. I find that inspiring and refreshing. I like when I discover those. I'm like, is this new or old? I can't tell. And I like that.
I'm just happy when they're holding guitars and they're playing them at this point. Newer
That's well,
bands.
that's 100%. I definitely go for those. There's no
I'm like,
question
is that a
about
rock riff? Okay, I'll support you. That's cool. That's
it.
what it's
Well,
like.
that's well, because we're old rockers. I agree. They have to be. I do prefer when they're playing real guitars and playing those guitars.
Yeah,
100%.
and that's what's top of the album. I mean, and that's the thing. I love the live music thing. I love when you're a live musician, you play out. You have to play your instruments. I think it's great keyboard music too, but I'm saying I like piano or whatever. I'm saying I want it to be played and not just produced in a way
Right.
that it's just regurgitated. It can be pop
Right.
music and it can be very
Right.
catchy, but if you feel that and you, that's good for you. But I want you to feel
Right.
it. I don't want you to try
Right.
selling me something that you don't believe in. I don't want you chasing something. I want you doing it
No, I
and everyone
agree.
else catching up to you and saying, I like it too.
Right.
That's
Authenticity is
win-win.
the, I think that's the key, right? I think, that is the key. If someone, when you're going to see somebody, you want them not to be phoning it in. You want them to be passionate about it. So
Right. And that's when you get like a Billie Eilish
and
type
it
of
comes
situation where you're
across.
like, it's real. You feel like they're real in everything they do. Like Billie Eilish, that's just a real,
Correct.
authentic
I
person about how
agree.
you do
Her
it.
vocal just is so it's so great that like it like Adele. It's just it's the there's no
Yeah.
mess. It's a real thing. It's not produced and slick and dancing. It's real music.
And they believe in it. They
So.
believe in it. They won't do it if they don't believe in it. And I like that. And
Correct.
so there is good pop music out there. I'm just saying, but it was the same thing back in the day when we were listening to rock stuff. You had a copy of a copy because they wanted to be like them. They weren't influenced by them. They were trying to be exactly like them, and they forgot the point of
Right.
what made them that person. They just were trying to be that sound. They weren't trying to be the core of that sound that emulated
Right.
it. And there is a difference. But Rapture is the name of the album. Is it April 5th, right? Is it release date?
Yes, April 5th,
Want
correct.
to focus. I guess sidetrack and talk about everything with you.
No,
I could talk forever.
it's all back to the music. It's all good.
It all goes back to it with me. So I got to enjoy it. Nine tracks. Very different though, each one.
Yes.
Sometimes I go listen to it, go back, go, oh wow, I was not expecting that. So it's not like it's just like a it's not a metal album, it's not a
No.
pop album. There's some funk in it. There's some dips, some dive bombs, you have some shredding, and some very beautiful acoustic style music. It's got a lot of everything in it.
I appreciate that. Thank you.
Oh,
And
you're welcome. And
I
you
know
have a
you
bunch of it in
mentioned.
one style too, and you make it work. That's the fun part. In some of the songs you do like a lot, like with the funk, you got a lot going on in there. But you make it all work.
Thank you. I appreciate it. I try. Like I said, this is my first instrumental record, and I had never done one because I've always been more of a regular songwriter, and where there's like chorus, verse, bridge, a little breakdown, solo, 3.5, 4 minutes, and it's a real song, you know. So my brain works that way. So in making an instrumental song, I tried to keep it like, well, I don't want this to get boring and repeat the same thing 50, you know, you can, that's what's, I still wanted to make it a song, whether it was being the melody was a voice or a melody was a guitar. And that's why I really never had done an instrumental, because I'm like, how do I even, I wasn't sure if I could do it. And, you know, back to the COVID world, when we were all stuck in the house, you know, in front of doing what we're doing now in front of a computer, I started to do these little 1 minute songs on Instagram just as a thing to keep me busy and sort of a weird performance thing. I'd play along to a track, and a few of those are what are like What the Funk and Tears of, a bunch of those made it to become real songs, you know. So Idol Worship, so, and I think Summarize, those that started out as 1 minute Instagram little jams that I embellished into legitimate songs.
So write these though, like when you do instrumental, obviously it's the first thing for you. Usually for instrumentals, there is a key melody line, guitar line, theme.
Correct. Right.
There's a broken down version of a song with there are some verses and some choruses in most songs anyhow. But there's also the vocal line is usually the guitar line. But also in a lot of guitar music or instrumental music, there's usually some other special rights and lefts, because
Right.
otherwise, when there's no vocals and it's just wide open for the actual ear, for a lot of people that listen to music that aren't like musicians or play instruments, it's like looking at a blank yard, and people like to have a lot of stuff in their
Right.
yard. I kind of like the open landscape
That's
myself, but I'm not the person
good
that's buying the
analogy.
albums. You know what I'm saying? 'Cause
Right.
so it can be beautiful just to look at the opening, and you can appreciate all the different nuances in it, which is the instruments. But everyone's like, I need a flamenco, or I don't know. But you know what I'm saying? They need something with the vo that's what the vocals can do.
You're right. Well, you're right, because so I tried to approach it where like there is some melody line, which technically I guess would be the chorus, and then I guess where the verse in an instrumental or guitar record, this record, where the I guess verse would be, I had did maybe some guitar solos in that genre of the style of the song, and kind of went back to the melody, which again was the chorus, and then a bridge. So the bridge might take a full left turn. Like some of them break down, some of them go on a, some of them stay, but some of them go on a tangent for a moment or two. I did try and keep them in the 4 minute range. I still kept my pop writer hat on. I can't, I just don't like long, you know, to me, I get bored. So I wanted to keep them as songs as a, you know. And you mentioned there are nine songs. There's one vocal song, which I'm going to put out as a single a little bit later. I am gonna, so once I have the record out, then I'm going to start, maybe I will put out a few singles, but I'm going in reverse of what you mentioned. Once I have this established thing, then maybe I'll put out a vocal song, maybe I'll put out another instrumental. I will eventually though put out another instrumental full collection, but I may in between put a single or two out.
So I've heard, so what I have heard is the nine instrumentals. So the single, I've
Okay.
not heard the vocal yet.
Oh, okay. Then maybe I'm okay.
Yeah.
Cool.
Who say, is Steve singing on that one? I just an easy
No,
guess,
I
but
did.
is it true?
It's me.
Oh,
That's
wow.
me.
I didn't get to hear
Yeah.
that. Oh.
I thought that's why. Have you heard nine? I thought that's. I'll. By the way, I'll send it to you. It's not a
Yeah.
secret. I thought it
Yeah.
was in that folder. Okay. I'll get it
No.
to you.
No, it's the link to the page. So yeah,
Okay.
check it out.
I'll make sure you hear it.
Unless I missed it. So that's awesome. I'm excited to hear that then. So what are you gonna, so with an album like this now, it's a different market out there too. And a lot of times when an artist is doing music, it's either A, they do it so they can tour, A, because the fans want it, because the
Right.
economics of an album nowadays is not the same.
Right.
But financially, you can make them a little cheaper too. So there's a little
Right.
give and
There's
take.
it's not right. There's no label. You can do it in your house and record it. I did have it mixed and mastered re for real. So I, you know, I did spend some money on, you know, making it sound. I mixed a bunch myself. I had some other guys mix, and I had someone master it professionally. So all the mi different mixes would be cohesive in the levels and. And proper EQ for the for, you know, transmitting out into the world.
Which I think is important. I think having it professionally, and I think sometimes having somebody outside of you doing it, also fresh
Correct.
ears, even if you don't take what they do, you at least have to listen to somebody. I also believe in recording live drums on rock
Right.
albums still nowadays. I think you can do most
Yes.
things remotely, but you got to have drums in a drum room and somebody recording it.
I agree. And yes, and I think having another, so on some of the songs I did them all myself, mixed it, and on some songs a lot, probably a good bunch, I collaborated with Gerard Zappa, who's my longtime friend and bandmate. And then on a couple of songs I collaborated with two producers and writers, this guy named John Virchi and a guy named Mark Cimino, and they helped me produce and write and mix some of the songs.
Yeah, I saw G Zappa. I'm like,
So
I know F Zappa. I know G Zappa.
exactly,
I don't
G
know G
Zappa,
Zappa.
Gerard, Valentine, Open Skies, Steve Algieri. We've been together in the trenches for a long time. So he is a great writer, and really, he actually is stronger in the instrumental department than, so he had so many great ideas during during COVID. He started experimenting with some loop based type of music, which is a little more instrumental, a little more soundtrack. We were thinking about maybe, that was another thing. We were thinking about how, maybe doing some soundtrack work, some TV, how to get some more instrumental, which also made this record evolve into what it is. And that's another reason why I wanted to have it out in the world, not only from a guitar point of view, but just let's say someone wanted to hear what can Adam Holland do as far as like a TV show, a soundtrack, movie. This gives a sort of a diverse spectrum of the things that I could do. Some moody stuff, some rock stuff, some acoustic stuff, some, the different stuff, different areas.
I never
So that was one
realized
of the reasons why I wanted to have it out in the world.
how that world worked until I started doing the show, like how aggressive it is, the TV movies, like doing the sound banks or whatever. Like it's its own intense world
Yeah.
for artists to get their
Right.
songs in there, and
And
the
that,
it's crazy.
right, so it's competitive, and it's so interesting enough. Talk about early on in COVID, Valentine got approached. We Too Much Is Never Enough is going to be on a show called Firecracker in one of their episodes. I think it's a HBO show. It's about professional wrestling, not like professional sport, more Olympic types,
Right.
athletic wrestling, not the spectacle of professional wrestling. So it was the first time we had something, we've done some movie work back in the day, but this was all of a sudden happening now. We're like, wow, maybe there's some room for some other things. So that really was one of the things Gerard and I wanted to start to explore. So this now out in the world is even though it's the vehicle is my guitar playing, there's a collection of songs out there that you could hear what I do
Yeah.
for different sort of genres. So that was another reason why I wanted to put it out there, for sort of like a marker of what can Adam Holland do besides writing vocal pop songs. Here's some other things I do. So that was why I wanted to put out an instrumental record as well.
It's a good gig to get into. If you can get into it, you get a couple on TV because you hear it all the time. I know I have
Right,
blues
no,
singer.
but
See
it's a
him
great.
does it full time. He does like songs. It's what he does full time. It's just songs for media,
Right,
and
if
it's a
you can
good
do
gig.
that, Brad Gillis does a lot of it too. There's definitely guys who do it. So I am not in that genre, in that world, but I wouldn't mind getting into that world.
Yes, it's good. It's good world, and I mean you're in a good spot to get kind of a little foot out there, a little more attention than somebody out there. So you are in a good position too with this to kind of put it out there, as a
Right, I
resume
agree. I
piece,
think
sort of,
right. Correct. I do have a good resume. I have some right. So I agree with you. And we have done some motion picture Valentine. I don't know if you remember, but we did a couple of songs on the soundtrack of Don't Tell Mom the Babysitter's Dead. And so we've done some
That's
movie
right.
stuff, but we have some, yeah, back good old fashioned
Yeah,
80s.
it's. I don't remember. The one thing I didn't do back then, I was really bad at getting soundtracks for most movies because even like be like one
I know.
song on it. Because it'd be like one song, I'm like, I hope they put it on their next album as a B-side or you know what I mean?
Right.
Because I'm like, oh, I had
Right.
limited money. If I was a kid like nowadays with the internet, I don't even know how I would survive with all this music. Like, I had to digest. Like, I know this group of friends. Like I said, they can listen to punk music. There's a punk radio station, college station. I go to bed. I put 3 hour. When it was really crappy, 3 hour tapes in. Go to bed, wake up morning. I didn't know half the names of these songs growing up, but I know them. Or like all my friends, we listen to rock, so we trade tapes and copy them because I didn't have
Wait,
the
so you
money
hold on.
to do
So
that.
you would, that's pretty cool. So you would record overnight, like a genre, like a style, like a punk station or a college station, then listen to those songs. That's a good idea. I never even thought about that.
That's
Very
so yeah,
cool.
that's yeah, well, that was in the day, that was my internet.
Oh,
So
that's
I
so
mean,
wild. Right.
I knew songs, so like later on I'm like, oh, I know that song. And also I knew like a bunch of songs by like all the punk artists, because I just didn't know the names because they weren't calling them out at the first.
Right.
And I
Right.
had no resource to check them against either. So it was whatever they
Right.
said. And
Right, right. Isn't it wild now? Like someone mentions what it is great about technology, and I know people sometimes are the pay rate is much different for streaming than it used to be, you know, for a regular mechanical and performance, which having said that, you're reaching, I mean, so many millions of, I mean, someone just mentions, hey, have you ever heard of this? And in 2 seconds, you have the full catalog on your phone. You can go, okay. So it opens up a world. It's just it's an incredible thing. I am personally a huge fan of the era of having all these catalogs out there. You can just, I mean, someone mentioned something I never heard of, and boom, all of a sudden you could just go shuffle through, 10 songs, and it's just incredible.
One
I
of the
think it's
worst things I
great.
do is organizing my music. I'm constantly fixing it, deleting it, fixing it, adding music. It's like it obsesses me. It's just too much. I think I need help. I think I need to go away to like
Where do you
a music. I used to do iTunes, but then I was doing I still also do a YouTube music. But YouTube music, I like it. There's a lot of different stuff in there you don't usually hear elsewhere. But it's really hard to organize, and you can't import. So back to iTunes. So I use a couple different things at this point. I don't use Spotify.
Right.
I have my platform's on Spotify, but I actually don't subscribe to it. Because I don't like commercials. I pay for commercials, not in YouTube. I don't like commercials. That's what it comes down to.
Understand. I pay for the Spotify. I guess I have some. It lets you download things, so I do. I do a combination. I like Spotify. I like how they curate the things they suggest for me. I'm, you know.
But you can't control as much, can you? In it, I know, like with iTunes, they can refer it, and I can also have a little more control over it, with the recommend and stuff. I felt like when I did Spotify, I had less control over what I was listening to. It's been
Maybe
a
I'm
while,
not
though.
sure. I'm not. I can't. I'm not sure. So far, they've given me good suggestions. So that's,
That's good, and that's
they've
the
been
thing. There's so
okay.
much out there to do that,
So much, unbelievable how much content. It's incredible. So,
but for
because
me,
people like my, people like
you learn
myself are just
some.
putting out. It doesn't cost any. You don't have to go to a major label to put out a record. You can just do it yourself, which is an incredible thing for an artist. It's really great, liberating.
I like the idea of the do it yourself. The most you can do it. I just think, and I hope it flattens out. I think radio, first radio did it, and record labels. I always joke. I call them the banks. Really ate themselves alive. They both got too greedy, to the point where even radio stations now aren't the same. I've gone. I almost worked for radio stations, but they have all these rules and stuff. Like you can't play certain songs. I mean, they have all these rules, and the songs are controlled. I mean, there's no creativity in a radio station,
It was that
I got I
way when
went
you were a kid. A DJ could play the song they wanted to play. Then it got into, ads and playlists, and what they could only play what they was added. They couldn't just play what they wanted. They had to play what was they were the format of their station. So it started to change. Now I don't even know what radio is it. Who
I
even
don't
do
even
people
know.
listen to?
My
They
family
listen to
does. I
Sirius
don't.
XM.
I do all my own stuff.
Oh yeah,
I have so much music to listen to. Just from the show
right.
alone of previews, I've got like 20 or 30 albums a week sent to me.
Right, right.
I don't even have time to listen to it. Like I've literally taken time off. I'm taking time off to listen to like all the previews. I'm just listening to music
That's
I like,
hysterical.
re-listening to it because I haven't. But I think
It's
like
hysterical.
when I was in college, I went to school for recording and also music business and stuff. And we had a class on radio. The guy who works in radio says, the first thing he told me, this was like back in the late 80s, early 90s. He says, like, literally what radio is like. He goes, is they come in and they'll have like a suitcase or bag of cocaine at the time. And that was how you got played. There was literally budgets for paying off the radio stations
Oh, there's
with
no
cocaine and drugs.
question. There's no question. They called it independent promotion, but it was
Right.
flat out, it was
At the time,
promotion
nobody knew about
out
it.
of
Still, people don't,
payola.
though. I mean, because you're in the industry, but I mean, a lot of people still like they were doing it. What? Like, it was so known. It was taught in my class in school, well,
Well,
music
also,
school.
it was also that's like the extreme, but there's also like example in our day back in the when there was CDs and albums and old and radio played a single with that was the mechanics of it. Example, if you were on a big label, I'm making this up now, but let's say, okay, Van Halen single's coming out, and we want, all these stations are going to add it, and they want that, and the promotion guy would be like, listen, I'll give you Van Halen, but you got to take these three other young bands. So that was the advance, that was the sort of the,
If you had a
and
big
then the
band,
young
though,
bands, you had to, what?
It had to be the big bands, though. Like, only very few bands could do that,
Yes.
though. Carry the weight of the other, because usually it
Right.
was like, if you play this, I'll give you this down the road, or I'll give you these drugs, or I'll give you this cash.
Right,
And enough of
right.
those guys take it, you're going to get a number one album. And you're like, what?
So then there was also, again, they called it independent promotion, but it was like a fund for whatever needed to happen, whatever, take the guy to dinner, do this, whatever you needed to do to grease the
Yeah.
wheel. Sales is sales. You have to do what you have to do. So, and the
And
bands would go
that,
out and we, you know.
you guys got screwed. It was. I don't know how many bands, how decent music made it out. If you think about the record labels buying out the songs, the songwriting, the horrible contracts, and the artists go out and do it, and then the record labels were like this. It really was just a bunch of people said, the musicians kind of got strung through it, and we were lucky that so many good artists survived. Then when it, say grunge, but every 10 years music recycles through. But
Correct.
the rock artists, the age group is that we're all about similar same age. And at that point, when the rock part fell out, everybody was looking for jobs in music. And a lot of them kind of actually went more back into technology and video and radio and stuff and film and stuff. But that was their school. That was school. So like when you're touring and traveling and learning cover songs, that's like college in music, I think, for a musician. Those years, that's kind of like your music
Right.
college. Because
Right,
you're
right.
putting it in the time in. If you're learning music, if you're learning cover songs, if you do it enough, you're learning song structure. You're learning stuff without realizing you're learning.
Right.
If you take it right. So what happens at the end of that, when they got out of their college and also that music field wasn't open anymore for them, they have this education that they can't use. I mean,
Right.
they were rock and roll, but my point is, it was still an education that they were good at. They figured out how the game worked. Where do you go with that? All of a sudden they're like in their 20s or whatever age, you're early to late
Right.
20s, and all of a sudden your industry's gone.
No, it definitely is an interesting when genres change, especially like so we lived through the 80s. You know, one day, you know, whatever you thought you whatever you did, all of a sudden, like, don't ever do that again. Like, you could.
Right.
So, listen, the good thing is time passes and it, I don't know, nostalgia, but you know, you're able to do what you do again. But there's a time where what was cool one day is it's 5 minutes, it's like,
Right.
don't even do that. So, which I think that, but that happens that, you know, at every happens in a lot of different fields, you know. So people saturate on a certain thing, and then something new, a new sound or a new look or new something comes around, and new technology or something,
Yeah.
and then it change. That's what you have to have, and whatever's before that, it becomes garbage.
Right. But now with the internet, that you couldn't look back on the internet either and see, like, nobody's putting the history together. And I do want to say, like, looking back at all the music, I want to say, I think the 80s, I think, were still to me the best. And not because that was a certain time period for me. Just looking, because I love the music of the 50s and doo-wop. When I was in the 80s, I was
Right.
listening to like the 60s and 70s music and 90s and stuff. But I think the time period, though, for songwriting in the 80s was so diverse. I don't think there was ever a time period where you had pop and rock and metal and overlapped and different countries. Like, it just felt like, you could have like Twisted Sister and Cyndi Lauper, and like it was also different whether you liked the artist or not. Everybody had a different singing voice. You know what I
No, there's
mean?
no question. The 80s was
Image was
definitely a
different for everybody. You could do whatever you
robust,
wanted.
robust. You know, diverse time. It was, I again, because I did grow up through that, I really enjoyed it and experienced it. I think though, from so that's my perspective. I agree with you. I think though, anybody from their own, someone from the 70s might say, well, the 70s had, I think you could pick each decade and find that. I don't know, I maybe not as much in the 90s. There's some great music in the 90s, but I don't think it was quite as diverse. But the 70s and the 80s really were like, you know, 80s,
Yeah.
because you know what? I think the 80s, you had like that 70s influence. All
Yep.
of a sudden, you had some better technology, better sounds and recording. And there was definitely some great,
Oh yeah, the
I
seeds of
think it
the
was the,
80s started in the 70s. I agree with you. I mean, there's no doubt
right.
about
But
that.
I
I
think you're
mean,
right, though. I think because but it blossomed in the 80s. I think you're right. There was so many different types of music in the 80s that are 80s music, 80s pop, 80s
yeah.
ballads, 80s this, you know, 80s hair stuff, whatever you call it, that, you know. So,
And
yes.
because the diversities of like a Frank Zappa, you
Right.
can do a million different types of sounds. You know what I mean? So if that was developing in the 70s, and all those influences are picking it up in the 80s, you're gonna be like, I could do all kinds of stuff. I don't have to do one type of thing. And next thing you
Right,
know,
right.
genres are being mixed. I mean, it wasn't just Frank Zappa, but you know what I'm
Correct.
saying? So that was exciting, and I think, and that's what I find more exciting. Sometimes like an artist that were still from that area, genre roughly, like an artist like you, it has a different core of a wellspring of not trying to, because you're not copying it. You grew up with all these influences and that you kind of absorbed them. You hear it
Right.
here, you hear it here. Now sometimes, if you're doing rock music, they're gonna go back and listen to everything. You know what I mean? But unfortunately, I give them props because they have to work hard to get the music done. Not hard, but you know what I'm saying? They got to put the effort in because it's not gonna be everywhere they go. If you want to be a
Right.
rock band nowadays, we were
Interesting.
surrounded.
I, right, we were. I find I really be, didn't realize it, but looking back, it because of my children and listen where I listen to. I still love the 90s. Don't get me wrong, but the not but and the music of the 2000s. So the rock like that, like Killers, Paramore,
Yep.
Fall Out Boy. I really find and those bands are still
Yeah.
thriving. They're still and I really like that. That was like a real. Post 90s, where like they could still get back into some synthesizer stuff and be a little more poppy, yet with some crunchy guitars. So that I think that was a great era of music, the 2000s.
I agree. And I think because they leaned back, though, and they
Right.
honored who their icons were. I think in
But they were
2000,
able
and he,
to.
yeah, and embrace it, and then goes back to what naturally could people do, because I think people like to be able to sit down and pick up a guitar and kind of sound like what they like. I think the problem is, and also I think in the late 90s, a lot of those artists died of the original
Right,
sounds that we loved.
that's
We loved the sound of Nirvana. It was original. Kurt's gone. You love
right.
Soundgarden. I mean, all the original voice, the original voices of
Right.
the main bands. I mean, let's just say, you got Soundgarden, Nirvana, and Pearl Jam. It's kind of like having Black Sabbath, Alice in Chains. It's kind of like having Black Sabbath, Led Zeppelin. It's like having the basic originators of that time period. But imagine if all those artists just vanished after they did a couple albums.
Right. I never thought about that. That's interesting.
Yeah,
It is
to me,
true.
there's
Well,
like.
I'm not sure if any other. That's a good point. I wonder if any other period had that same type of thing. I never thought about that. Where
Yeah, I
they
always
did
thought
have a lot
they
of
were the
death.
Black. Yeah. I mean, so I think when the originals died off, there was still good music, but I don't think you're going to see a Monsters of Grunge cruise. I mean, someone's going to do this now just to spite me. Okay? And bless you if you do it.
No,
Make your money. I'm not going to knock you for it. I'm not saying it's not good singles,
but there.
but
No,
I'm
there are
saying
still. There are 80s,
albums.
there are 90s tours and 90s cruises. There are. I'm not, they're called something else, but they're there.
Really?
I'm telling you, there are 90s festivals, 90s tours. Yes, we're just
I
not.
see some of the festivals. Well, some
They're
of the
there.
festivals are very much more pop punk, because punk has been really great. Like, punk has always survived. Punk is like a rock and roll cockroach. And I mean that in the best terms. Like, you just can't kill
Understood.
it. And I love that.
Right.
It'll change. It'll get nasty and dirty, and then also it'll get clean, and it'll look a little different. And then you'll have Green Day doing it, which is like great crafted pop songs, but they're fast with an attitude. And then it goes
No,
back to
they
something else, old school again, like TSOL. I
right.
mean, it
Right.
allows you this.
Green Day. Yes, I agree. And it's so cool you mentioned Green Day. They are they're one of those bands you're like, wow, they really are a punk band, but yet with a great songwriter and a great vocalist. So like it's really like a great if you break it down, it's a great song.
Oh,
But
yeah.
they're like doing it in the punk with a punk attitude and which makes it even cooler. That's why they're so popular. They just really have great. It's a good song. Those songs are great. If you play them on an acoustic guitar, then you get that guy's got such a great Billy Joe. What an attitude! What a voice! He's got a really
Got a
good
great voice.
voice.
He,
That's
he's
important.
he's a great rhythm guitar player, kind of like a James Hetfield,
Right.
like an underrated. His rhythm, I
Totally.
mean, is just so underrated. And but to me, it was a Green Day songwriting is like kind of like taking the power of the Ramones with the harmonies of the Beatles. That's what I hear in it. And then they have the punk ethos, and then they know how to dress, and you've got
That's
the
why they're so
perfect,
huge, and they're
yeah.
exactly that's why it's so good because it's like holy crap, it really is everything you just said. It's like it's like punk with a good singer. He's a
Yeah.
genuinely good singer. So
Yeah,
and the great pop
and
songs is
that's a good song is a good song.
right. So I agree. That's why they're so great. They're still great, and it's pretty cool. Good for him.
It is. I
They
like
come. They
it.
come. They have a new record. I think they're coming on tour this summer. They're back. They've been doing a lot of press. I've heard him on a bunch of the shows and some podcasts. He's been through. They've all listen. Also, he's mature. He's been through a lot, and
Yes.
they're a great band. They deserve the credit and the success that they have. I love them.
I do too. I think they're great. I know we keep going back and forth. It's hard to talk about. So this the album though is, because I really enjoyed it.
Yes, it's all right. Thank
No,
you. I appreciate it.
this is what I do. This is, you've been on before. We talk about everything. It's a conversation, because
Absolutely.
you'll do other podcasts. I'm not knocking them, and a lot of them are really good at doing the soup to nuts, and I'm horrible at that. You know what I mean? We can go, you know, and sometimes we'll go into things.
Yeah.
If I'm not going to follow a journey or notes, I would mess up. But it's important that we're talking about all these different types of music and how we love music, and that actually can play back into
Yes.
the album because all this different music you like reflects in this album.
A hundred
So if you're
percent.
enjoying this
Correct. It really
conversation and
does.
you like the guitar, you're going to like this album. You know, it
I
should sell
think
itself. We're
that's a
not,
great compliment. I appreciate that.
you know, it's who you are. This album is who I feel you are musically, from what I've heard of your music in the past and from the handful of discussions we've had, you know, and hopefully we'll have more in the future, that I feel that you really kind of pull different stuff out of you. You know, I think I know I was listening to it. My wife was around. I'm hearing a lot of different stuff. You can go back and listen to some more and hear different, like the layers and stuff. You know, and
Well, I
like good music
appreciate
I
that.
listen to, there's it's not a one album to listen to. It's not, you know, a pop song where it's like, I know the song and halfway through. You're not. You're
Right.
gonna have to listen to it a few times and you're gonna hear new things, which
Well, I
is good.
appreciate that. I appreciate that. No, definitely, I appreciate that. And it is definitely a reflection of me. It's definitely a cult, a culmination of all kinds of things. Like I said, there's some, I have a big country part of my life. I love country music. There's definitely an ode to that in there, which is something that just comes naturally to me. And some definitely heavier stuff and some and moody. I love the moody ethereal stuff. And I love recording, so it's fun to record and try things and what's happening. It's we live in a great time of technology for creativity. It really allows the artist to just try things. You can try 50 different takes, copy it and try it again, change it. It's really great. It really is a, the digital recording platforms are so great for creativity. They really are.
I think, and if people are listening, they're like, oh, I'm not into Valentine, I'm not into that kind of music, I'm more into a heavy this or that. This is also just a guitar album, so don't put yourself in. It's like that, it's not a one genre album. I like Valentine, but I'm not thinking anybody. You gotta listen to it open if you have music around you. You have to listen to this because, to me, also your guitar playing and you have a certain tone and you're a very clean player. So notes are always very clean and punchy. I
Thank
love the fact that even you stuck a few dive bombs in there, but yet the songs have something else going on in them. So you have not certain types of music, but you've found a way to make it flow. So I don't feel like anything's forced in the music. It just feels like these are my influences.
Right. That's thank you. I appreciate it. That's a great compliment. I appreciate that. Thank you. And I think that
Yeah.
is sure. I wanted it to have something out there. Again, there's many records of me as a songwriter and guitar player out in the world. There's Open Skies Valentine, a bunch of different Valentine, Steve O. There's all kinds of stuff of me already out in the world. This is something where it's just me at the helm, so I'm and people can, go to it and say, okay, this is what this guy's about. I get it. This is his songwriting, his guitar playing, some vocal stuff. This is him. So it's we live in a time where an artist can put out, can express themselves. And my feeling is if people want to go hear it, they can. If they don't, they don't. That's the beauty of it. It's not being jammed down someone's throat, but it's available when people want to hear it or know about
Well,
me or something like
it's
that. That's
right,
so
and
cool.
it's a slow burn. Like my show, sometimes the artists come out, I'll have the smallest smile for whatever the artist is, and it's unbelievable, right? And a year later, I'll look there, it's like thousands and thousands of views. Like, where did that come from all of a sudden? It's like I call it the slow burn effect. You know what I mean? It's like you like the lick,
Right.
it's slow. And at some point, it's going to happen. And I think this is the kind of music where you invest it. And I really would hope to say this, you keep it on. You don't just wait for pockets of time that maybe you write a song or two here and there and you put it in the bank so you have enough so you can keep music like this coming out while you're doing other projects
Well,
because
right. Well,
this is a good
that
album.
is the that that is no. There's no question. By the way, I do have two other little projects happening that with some other vocalists too. They're not quite formed yet, but so. I'm always doing something to keep, creativity. I love to write, I love to record. So I'm always doing something. And then now that we did this one, and Gerard is a major factor in contributing to a lot of these initial ideas. He has been, we already started the next one. We've already started we have three things already started geared towards another, doing one of these again. So whenever that is, whenever they're done, we'll do it. So
Excellent.
that's cool.
Where can people see you and where can people get the album this year?
So the album will be on all streaming platforms. It'll be it's you know I have a distribution service that'll put it everywhere, all the Usual Suspects. Spotify is my probably home base. And if you need Adam Holland Music is a place where you can actually see all the things. It takes you everywhere I need to go. And it there's an email address there. You can reach me if you need to. I mostly post things. I live mostly on Instagram, which does end up going to a Facebook, but I don't really interact that much on Facebook. But everything you can post it at one time, it goes to a few places. But if you need to reach me, send me an email through my website or hit me a direct message on Instagram. It's Adam Holland Official on Instagram, Adam Holland Music on my website.
Excellent. And what are you doing to see you playing? What are you touring? People want to see you play.
We're going. It's a good question. We're starting. We've been out a couple of times already this year. We've been out. We did a great show. We did the Super Bowl. We played a pre Super Bowl party this year, which was one of the coolest gigs we've ever done. It was really fun. I enjoyed it. We did a Pepsi pregame party at the
Oh,
House of
nice.
Blues, and it was
Oh,
really cool.
wow.
I'm not gonna. It was a good one. It was definitely one of the better ones. Then we start our sort of run through the summer. Next week, March 28th is the first show in Florida, Avon Park, Florida. Then we go some East Coast stuff. We do the Midwest. We're doing a cool show in Branson. I've never played in Branson, Missouri. We're doing a Retro Mania Festival in, I think it's late August. Who's on that one? That's Vince Neil, Tom Kiefer. A bunch of, and by the way, Tiffany, a lot of all different, talk about 80s. There's a full
Yeah.
spectrum of 80s type music, heavy to pop. And there's
Yeah.
also other kinds of attractions. It's a multi-day event. It's pretty cool. A lot of like 80s, it's a full-on 80s type of festival.
But you can do
And
that.
then
You can
we,
mix music from the 80s together, though. You can't do that with other genres. You can't do the 90s
which is,
pop
we're
and
doing,
music.
we're
You will not
that.
do that. 80s, you can do that. And everyone's like, I like them both. You know?
No,
It,
but they did a, they're doing, it's cool. They're calling it Retro Mania. It's a cool little thing. So then we're gonna, I think there's talk about, we've been going to, South America every year. We do a trip down there, which is in a great part of our little world. That happens in the fall. And I don't have the dates yet, but that is, I hear, rumors of that. We're doing a couple of cool little festivals in the Midwest somewhere. All this is on my website, and it's on Steve Ogieri's website, and all our Instagram, all these dates. We just posted a whole slew. So, and then Steve is always doing some things with Bret Michaels. He does stuff with Lou Gramm. So it's a big mixture of stuff. We keep just busy enough, the perfect amount of busy, I always
that's
say.
good.
It's not too busy, but it's not quite. It's a good amount. So it keeps
I
us
think
all
this will be
good.
Steve. This is last year with Steve doing Lou Gramm. I think Lou Gramm's cashing in his chips at the end of this year. Sounds like he's.
I've heard that, but I've heard that many times with Lou. We've played with Lou, and I've played with Lou also. We've played, and I always hear he's retiring, and then
I
he's
know
like
he's
the
saying it
Who.
again. He's
He
saying it
keeps,
again, and
he.
I think he's starting to feel it though. I'm starting to hear it in his
Listen,
voice when he says he wants to. Not his singing voice. I'm hearing it in his regular voice, like I'm
I
tired.
see, I
Like
see.
I'm
Listen,
feeling it from him when he
he's.
talks.
What's nice, though, I think that, is it official they're going to be inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame? Is that,
I
are they,
think so.
or
I think
they
so. I
proposed to
think
be?
so.
But they I hope they do,
I
because
hope
they
so too.
deserve
He's
it.
a legend. They're all legends, and I think he's a legend. He's
Right, totally.
his voice set a tone for rock. I mean, he just. Every song you hear, you think about growing up, it was a jukebox music. It was the best.
Right. No, we actually did, Steve did a multi-singer show with him, and I played with them during the summer. So his voice, when he first started doing some solo stuff, he it's not a secret, he had some health issues. So he
Yeah.
sounded okay, not, but he's only gotten healthier, and his voice has sounded a lot better
Yeah, I've heard it
recently. So
lately.
he's really
It's a lot better.
sounding good. So that's why when you say he's retiring, I'm like, wow, I'm not sure. I think he's going to get into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, and he may be busier than he wants to be, I think. That's my feeling,
I hope it lets
but
him
we'll
be some
see.
more selective with bigger gigs,
Yes.
and he can get more rest between them, so he can
Yes.
enjoy. Like, I say, all artists this. I think your last, you guys just. I'll end with this. I think most careers of a band, if you're lucky, if you're like a lifetime musician, there's like three phases. There's the first phase, like the first 20 years, 15, roughly. You're really trying to. You just like you're sleeping in a laundromat, like a Bret Michaels
I
story.
understand. Right.
You're putting
Right,
your
right.
time in. And then you get the
Right.
breakout years, and then and during that towards the top of that end of that period is when you start to make it big. Then you get the middle team, like you got the weird, you have success, or you're still doing it good, you're healthy, or whatever it is. But the industry goes down. There's It's the ebb and flow
Right.
of your career. There's a part where all of a
Correct.
sudden your fan base is leveled out. In fact, you've gotten more. Your fans now are economically at a point now where they go to shows and bring their kids, which is our
Right.
age groups now, where people are seeing, I'm
Right.
seeing my grandkids now. So then there's a different value of consumer, because now they have back to having extra money again, which a lot of people didn't have in their in-between years when the bands were in the lean times of the grunge, because a lot of people were working
Right,
at KISS.
understood.
So now this is the second,
That's a
third part,
good
I think. It's
point.
about, it's like the legacy years, where now everyone's got extra money in their pockets. The old time fans are back. You survived it. You're established. People know what they're getting. You have a little bit of wiggle room to do stuff. And now it's like a victory lap mostly. You know what I mean? I mean, I'm not saying it's all easy, but I'm saying you know who you
Well,
are. You're
listen,
not fooling
and
yourself.
right.
And that's the best for an artist. This is
Yes. No, and
like 20 years, you know, a big
I
victory
think
lap. You know?
understood. Listen, look at, I mean, I think Def Leppard may be more popular now than they ever were. It's good for
Yeah.
them. Incredible. They're playing bigger places than they ever did when they were like in their heyday. Same as Journey, same as Bret Michaels too. He's out there like, it's unbelievable, you know?
I'm gonna tell you, I got
It's
Pete
amazing.
had me
So
come
I.
down to see them, and I saw Brett. I saw Poison back in the early days. No, I saw them a long time ago, and I've seen a lot of bands, obviously. And Brett sounds as good, because I actually saw him at the stage tour, because I saw him. I'd never seen Def Leppard, and that's what I wanted to see once.
Oh,
And so
cool.
I said, so my wife got tickets for the stadium tour to see Def Leppard. That was my big thing. I'd never seen Def Leppard. And I'm gonna tell you, they came out, and this is what I give a band them props too. They opened a it's a stadium full of rockers
Right.
nowadays. They come out, filling a stadium. You know, their first song they do is a brand new song off their album. Talk about
Def
how
Leppard.
awesome is that? Yeah, they did a new song off their new single off their
Right.
album. You know, at that point, the pressure to just do all hits, and they've got them. They did
Right.
like I think a couple of new songs. They literally opened with a new song,
They
and
did.
how awesome is that?
Right.
That is to me. That is like the top of even tonight to Def Leppard. To have the cojones to go out and do that in a stadium, a new
Right.
song when it's like a it was awesome that they did that.
That's good. I'm
You
glad you like it. I happen to like that new song they opened with. I forgot what it's called, but it's a great
Yeah.
song.
I think it's a good
Sounds like
album.
reminiscent of old. It's a
But it's
great
a good
album.
album
I
though.
love that album. I think they did a great job. So
Yeah,
I
they're good
enjoyed it. And
songwriters though.
that single was great.
Yeah,
They're
I agree.
incredible. They are where they are for a reason. They didn't get there by accident. They're smart
No,
guys and
they're
talented guys.
nice. I think when I hear they're really nice too. They're really laid down to earth. They know.
Yes.
But they've accepted it, and they got that legacy thing where they're very comfortable. They can just be who they want to be, and they've accepted it. And I'm gonna tell you, most people from that genre, most of the artists that you think would be huge stars, are the nicest people ever. And you know that from working with them. They're the most laid back. They're nicer than some of the newer people playing music, actually.
Right.
You know, and
I agree with that.
that's important. Adam, it's been a pleasure. You know.
Thank you so much. Same here. I could talk about music and music trivia
I
all day
know.
long.
Good.
I like how you steer the conversation into some good music history and take it to the future. I like how you steer the ship. So I love your
I thank you.
podcast and thank you for having me on a second time and
Oh,
appreciate it.
we'll be looking forward to the third time. So get some more stuff
I
together.
am as well, man. You got
I
it,
got my
brother.
email. All right.
All right,
Take care.
brother.
Take care.